Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Creative Caravan Roadshow. This is your host, one of your hosts, Suzanne Lorenz. I'm here with my co-host, Wendy Dewar Hughes. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Suzanne.
I know you're in Canada and I'm in Tennessee, but I think your weather's probably better than ours right now. We've got snow and really cold weather. What's it like up there?
We've had actually the mildest winter ever. It's just beautiful. All the trees are in blossom and we've had sunshine, and usually winters here, we can get snow. I'm right near the West Coast, but often it's just gray and rainy for, you know, most of the winter. But this year, it's spring came in early February, and it's been fabulous.
Wow. Almost like living in Florida, huh?
Well, not quite that warm, but it's
not
nice.
Quite, but that's what we're both going for. Well, today our guest is a romance author, sweet romance author. She's actually in Colorado, so I'm sure she's got cold and snowy weather too, or at least it has been. And her name is Eileen Withers, and I'm going to let her kind of tell us a little bit about what she does. But first off, I'd like to welcome her. So hi, Eileen, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, Suzanne, and hi, Wendy. And it
Hello.
Is, we have had quite a bit of snow, but we are promised a good week next week.
Oh, that's good, yeah. Well, you know, spring is on the way. Can't last
yes,
forever
it
because it's spring in a few weeks. Now, listen, you're a sweet romance writer or sweet romance author, and so what I'd like to do to kind of start off today is let you tell listeners about your background and what prompted you to become a sweet romance author in the first place.
Well, I grew up on a ranch in western Nebraska, and I think I've always been a writer. When I was a little kid, I would draw whole towns out on what is called white butcher paper, like butchers wrap meat in, and I would play with imaginative characters with elaborate plots, and I always had romance things going with my Barbies. And then when I was a teenager, I had to hay, so I'd be out on John Deere tractors all the time, and I'd make up stories constantly. If anybody could have seen me, I'm sure my lips were moving all the time. And then when I was 18, I had a dirt bike accident, and I was in the hospital, and my grandmother's best friend brought me a sack of Harlequin romances. And that was it. And, you know, in those days, those original Harlequins were sweet. And so I don't think when I became a writer, I never really thought about writing sweet. That's just what I like to read, so that's what I naturally wrote. And I was a stay-at-home mom, and then I got hooked on Regencies. And I love Regencies because they're kind of a different culture, a different time. The social graces are important. And I think a lot of writers do the same thing. You read so much that you decide, I should try writing and see what happens. And I did. My first book is still in my desk drawer. It will never go anywhere. But my second book was my first published novel, The Black Male Beauty, and it is a sweet romance. And in 2004 is when I wrote it. I entered it into a contest and got honorable mention, and then I stuck it in the desk drawer. And I went back to college kind of late in life and got a degree in English and in writing. And when I graduated, I thought, you know, I better start writing. If I have a degree in it, I better make it worthwhile. And so I pulled that out. I went to a writer's conference. I met Stephanie Taylor from Estrella Press. They're now Clean Reads. And pitched it to her in 2 minutes' time and had it sold in 2 weeks. So
wow.
I think it just sort of fell into it. It was fabulous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, sort of fell into it, but you did a lot of hard work, too. Because, you know,
yeah,
like you said, you wrote one book that's in the drawer. And
but then
I
talked
to something
I talked to people who have submitted and been denied so much, and so I'm very lucky. I've really been lucky in it. So.
That's great. Gosh. Okay, so I want you to give us a summary of your newest book, but I know it's either part of a series or else it's the follow-up to that first book, The Black Male Beauty. So tell us a little bit what Black Male Beauty was about, so then we can know how we get into this next book.
Okay? So the black male beauty is about a young lady named Claire, and she is a vicar's daughter, and she gets attacked in the graveyard. She manages to fight him off, but his sister sees it happen, and so she's going to London with her aunt and uncle and her cousin, Willa, for her first come out, and this sister that sees it happen blackmails her into trying to marry a man by the name of the Earl of Roydon. Well, she falls in love with the Earl's best friend, a duke. And so she's just torn up inside about being blackmailed, and she finally confesses it to Willa. And Willa and Claire set out to sort of catch the blackmailer at her own tricks. And they end up getting the duke and the Earl involved. So it's all about this blackmail and this young lady's first come out. And, of course, it's Willa's first come out, too. So the sequel is To Release an Earl, and it's the one that just came out in February, and it features Willa. In the end of the first book, Willa is engaged to the Earl of Roydon. And so it starts out, it's not a traditional love story because it starts out with them in love. But Willa rides horses all the time, and she gets bucked off and is injured. They believe she's paralyzed from the waist down for the rest of her life. And so her love for the Earl is so strong that she decides to release him from their engagement. She doesn't think she can make him a good wife. And so she sets out to matchmake and try to introduce him to women she feels would be better a better wife for him. He's a very honorable man, and she doesn't think that he would, you know, leave her for this reason unless she can convince him that somebody else would be better. Meanwhile, the Earl realizes someone is trying to kill Willa. There's many different attempts on her life. He doesn't know who, he doesn't know why, and he sets out to find the killer before they succeed in killing her. So it's a story of enduring love, I guess I would say, strong enduring love, in which someone thinks maybe I love this person enough to let them go.
Wow, yeah, it sounds like there's lots of intrigue as well.
Yes.
Mystery. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
kind of mystery.
I always have to put a little something like that in my books.
Oh, wow, great. Okay, so then tell us, what was the most difficult part of writing a book like that?
Well, I'm very picky about making sure I'm historically accurate. I have a daughter who has a master's in history, so I don't dare, you know, make things up. And researching the medical technology in the early 1800s in England was the toughest part. I'm good at researching. I didn't find a lot. I needed to know about what would they have known about spinal injuries in those days. What was a wheelchair like in those times? And so it was just digging out that information. You know, were doctors doctors? Were they licensed, educated, things like that? So that was challenging. I do love research, though, so it was also perhaps one of the more interesting parts of it.
Mhm. Yeah. Wow.
And
you know,
I'm now very, very thankful for today's medical technology.
Yeah. Gosh. It sounds like you don't have any trouble with plotting and figuring out what you want to put in the book. It's just making sure it's historically accurate what you do.
Right. Yes. I have far more plots than I could ever write in a lifetime.
That's great. Yeah, I think plotting is a hard part. You know, I have a question that we hadn't put on her before, but you mentioned that Clean Reads was your publisher, who you sold this to. Could you tell us a little bit about that publisher?
Yes, so it's actually owned by Stephanie Taylor. She's a young lady who got tired of all the racy aspects to novels and just wanted to be able to read. I don't know this for sure, but I believe she homeschools and is a mother. So she also publishes a lot of young adult books. When she took my book, she told me that the people who would be reading it would be 15 and above. It used to be Estrella Press until Tuesday, when they now have a new website that I think they're still working on, but it's cleanreads.com. And so people who want to find those clean books, including mine, when it's all finished, I believe they're still adding books, but they'll be able to go to that and find books. And right now you can't buy them on there yet, but there'll be buy links for like Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Smashwords, Kobo, all those places where our books are for sale. So, yeah, they're guaranteed. Like, I had to take out just a few swear words when I had mine published. So we have no swear words, and we have no scenes beyond the bedroom door.
Okay, so it really is a clean read. All right.
Yes, it
okay,
is.
Okay, you got some questions for Eileen?
Yeah, I'm always interested in what other writers do and how their writing process looks, what your day, the typical writer's day looks like. Maybe you can talk a little bit about that, how, for starting with, how you kind of got started as a novelist and what that looked like and how it's changed as you've progressed in your career.
Okay. Well, I got started just thinking I can do as well as these people. And I'm very creative. So, like I said, plotting wasn't a problem. But I started reading how to write books, how to plan. And, you know, I got completely and totally lost in that. I decided that probably works for some people, but for me, it was actually keeping me from writing. So I put up all of the books, and I work full-time, and I take 3 walks a day. So as I walk, I think about it. I meet lots of people because I'm in customer service. So I just think about what would make this character do this, you know. What can I do about that? My husband has a psychology degree, and we commute together, so I'm picking his brain all the time. And I kind of just let things grow in my mind, and then I go buy myself a pretty hardback journal, and I start jotting down just little things about my characters, and then I just dive in. I don't plan a lot. My characters grow and develop and sometimes become different people as I write, and I just jot down little things about them in my book so that I can keep it straight. The setting even develops as I write. I guess I just think a lot. A lot of mine is just mental. And then when I write about an hour a day each weekday, more on the weekends. And if I've thought about it, it just flies. If I haven't thought about it, I may as well put it up and think about it because I'm not going to get anywhere anyway. So, yeah, it's just actually pretty easy for me once I think about it enough.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that process is a lot like mine, actually. I visualize a lot of the plot as I'm doing other things like driving or walking or,
right,
you know, doing mindless stuff.
Otherwise, it's lost.
And then when you sit
anyway.
Down, you can just write out what you've already figured out.
Exactly. And then I actually, because I sit at a computer all day, I write on a mini iPad in my recliner, and the cat's laying on my lap, and the iPad's laying on top of the cat.
So what do you enjoy most about being an author? You said that you still work full-time, and do you plan to continue that, or do you think that you might like to be a full-time author, or tell us about
if
that.
If I struck it rich, I would not continue to work, but I'm only a few years away from retirement, and so I figure I can write full-time at that point in my life. I would love to get down to part-time at least, and, it would depend on the money. But what I really like is just making people happy. I'm a very outgoing person, and I like to make people smile. And so knowing that women are smiling, maybe losing themselves in my novels, makes me feel good. The other thing that I like about it is networking and meeting a lot of other authors. I have Facebook friends from around the world that are authors and editors. And I belong to both Romance Writers of America and Colorado Romance Writers. So I go to my monthly meeting, and I meet other people who write, and it's the exchange of ideas and, you know, the little things you pick up. Oh, well, maybe I should look at this website to check out for whatever reason. And sharing my ideas with other people, and I like that. It's a social thing, I guess.
Fun.
Great.
Yeah. And what do you find most difficult about being a published author?
The marketing aspect of it. So much is left up to the author anymore, and social media didn't come naturally to me, and so I kind of struggle with that. I'm not a person who wants to always put on my Facebook, please buy my book, please buy my book, and I like to follow authors who let you see a glimpse of their life, so I try to do that. And then Tuesday I actually was involved in my first Facebook party, and that was very fun. It was for my publisher, and I got to host for an hour and give away 2 of my books and some other authors' books, and I really enjoyed that aspect. So it's like being fairly new, and this is just my second book, is figuring out how to market my book and what works best instead of feeling like I'm wasting my time on something and not getting any writing in, just trying to decide how to prioritize my marketing. That's probably the toughest part.
Yeah, and I think a lot of authors share that. And I just wanted to mention at this time that the last three radio shows that we've had, we actually talked about marketing with some marketing experts from the Author Success Guild. I don't know if you're familiar with them, but you can find the Author Success Guild on Facebook. But
okay.
It's amazing the different marketing things that you can do when you know how. But for authors, I think a lot of us find that is the biggest hurdle, the biggest thing to learn, because we don't really think that way. What other things have you done to market your books?
Well, I'm an extrovert, and I know a lot of authors say they are not, but I'm the kind of person who'll just talk to a stranger out in the store. It doesn't matter to me. And I'll try to bring up writing if I think that they're the type of person who might enjoy my book. I always carry my business cards with me so that I can give that to them. And otherwise, it's trying to think outside the box. So I work at a major university, and I have a student employee who works at an ice cream shop. And he told me just yesterday that his manager at the ice cream shop will let authors come sit outside his store in the summertime and do book signings. And I thought, how perfect. The author keeps all the money. People are going in to buy ice cream. He said there's a lot of women that come in for that. And so just trying to think outside that box, where could I go that's not necessarily a bookstore to try to market my book? And I'm big on trying to think outside the box in all aspects of my life. So that's fun and challenging, and it either works or it fails, but you don't know until you try.
That's for sure. And you've mentioned that the organizations that you're a member in, and I am as well in some of them, but how do you feel about conferences? Have you attended conferences, and how has that worked for you?
I have. I've actually attended one Romance Writers of America conference and one Romantic Times conference, and it was that one that I actually sold my book to Stephanie Taylor. I love conferences. I like going. To me, I'm not one of those people who's going to skip the trainings and the workshops. I'm going to go to them. I'm going to take vast amounts of notes. For example, one of the things I'm interested in is, as I build a fan base, perhaps going with self-publishing. And so I went the self-publishing route at the Romantic Time Zone, and I learned so much. I feel like I know how to do it right now. And then the lunches and the evening events are fun, and you get to network and meet all kinds of people. Debbie Maycumber is one of my favorite authors, and I met her once at a local Barnes & Noble book signing, and she was really nice. And then I met her at the conference a year later, and she remembered my name. And little things like that are just super cool, to meet people like that who you know have been doing this for years and years, and when they're friendly and they'll talk to you and they'll help you out, I think that's one of the best parts of it all.
Yeah, I agree. The conferences are a lot of fun. I'm going to hand it back to you, Suzanne, because I'm sure you have more questions. So take it away.
Okay. One thing I want to mention is, if you're listening to this show live, you can call in and ask questions. So if you have a question for Eileen, feel free to call in within the next few minutes, and we'll take your question, and she can answer it for you. The number to call, if you want to do that, is 347-838-8925. So 347-838-8925, and I'll be looking to see if we have any callers. In the meantime, I want to get back to kind of the marketing thing a little bit, Eileen, because I want to know, do you have a website or blog for your books where people can go online to find out about them?
I do. My website is, it's my name, so it's www.Eileen, and that's I-L-E-N-E, Withers, W-I-T-H-E-R-S.com. On that, I have my book covers. I think I have an exceptional book cover designer, and I love my book covers. And I have descriptions of my books. My husband makes book trailers with original music for me, so they're out there on that as well. I have links to all the social media that I do. There's buy links for all of my books. I don't right now have anything about what I'm working on, but that's one thing I'm going to be getting out there one of these days, within about a month maybe, a little information about my next book, and hopefully Stephanie will publish it again. I don't do a blog. I used to try, but it kind of came down to time to do the blog or time to write, so I decided it was more important to write and do social media things.
Mm-hmm. So what's your? How do we find you on Facebook?
It's just search for Eileen Withers, and it comes right up. And, again, my link, okay. The hot link for it is right on my website, so under contacts.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. So do you have what you would consider the best marketing tip that you could offer other authors? What was the one thing they should do if they're trying to market their own book?
I'm going to say try to get on alternatives to traditional social media, like your radio show or Facebook parties, blogs, and things like that. I noticed that my book rose 20,000 points in the ranking on Amazon while I was on the Facebook party. That's a lot of movement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gosh, do you know how many people were at that Facebook party?
About 300, I think.
Ooh, that's cool.
And then people would pop on. And then I think giving away books is a huge thing, because if you find one person who loves your book, it's going to be word of mouth. They're going to tell others. So that's like I have a coworker whose mother read my first book, and she's told friends and things like that. So I think it's small things that can make a big difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just keeping
up. One of the things that I do is I put labels with my book covers on them on little Hershey candy bars, and I hand them out. And I've had so many men will take that, and they'll unwrap that little candy bar, and they'll look at my book cover, and they'll say, wow, I really think my mother or my wife would like your book. I'm going to save this so I can remember what your book is, and they put it into their pocket. It's a small little thing.
Wow,
that's
I never
a different
really
idea.
Thought of that.
A coworker actually came up with that for me.
Uh-huh. Well, everybody loves chocolate, so you've got to
exactly.
Put there.
Who can turn that down?
Yeah, that's really cool. Now, you mentioned something about your next book, so can you tell us what you're working on now?
Yes. At this point, I'm calling it Injured Sensibilities. In To Release an Earl, there's a character named Miss Marty. She's one of the women that Willa tries to match her fiancé to. And Miss Marty is 28, firmly on the shelf, and she's a bit of a non-traditional woman for the age. She runs her brother's farm, works with cattle all day. She wears trousers, although she knows how to be a lady, wear dresses and things. And this is Miss Marty's story. And there's going to be a mystery line in it. They find a dead body, her and the hero, and they have to try to solve who killed him because they are both suspects.
Wow. Sounds like you love mystery but romance. That's cool.
I do.
Yeah,
I'm not sure I could actually carry a romance novel on just romance, so I always throw in some suspense or something.
Yeah, well, that's fun. So then, before we let you go today, what's your best overall tip for people who are wanting to write romance or sweet romance?
For writing at all, set a word count and write that every day. So when I first started, I would write 300 words a day. Now I write 1,000 words a day. I don't give myself any leeway if I have something happen that allows, you know, keeps me from writing that much or at all that day. I have to make it up on the weekend. I just force myself to do it, because if I wouldn't, I would probably just sit in my chair and read all evening all the time. As far as sweet romance, I think there are so many books anymore that sort of cave to putting a lot of pretty graphic sex in them. And there's been times I've thought, wow, I might sell a lot better if I did that. But I can't do it. I want my mother to be proud of me when she reads my book. I want to be able to say at work, well, I write this. And I don't feel I need to get into that. We can write passion and love without that. So I just feel like I will always write fairly sweet. I mean, I might get a little racier, but I'll never get real graphic in my books. And I think it's important that people who want to read that have that.
Mm-hmm. That's
I agree.
Yeah, I love that advice to create a word count for the day, and then you've just got to stick to that no matter what, because
right,
like you said, it's too easy to do other stuff if you don't really set that. And I guess you find that once you've set that word count, like you said, it used to be 300 words a day. Mm-hmm. Now it's more like 1,000. That once you get used to sticking to it, doesn't it get a little easier to just do that all the time because it becomes a regular routine for you?
Right. And this sounds very juvenile, but I go by star stickers. And every day that I meet that goal, I put a star sticker on my calendar. And then I can look at it and go, wow, I've really done a great job. Or, Eileen, you need to get to work harder now.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, that is a good idea. Well, once again, the book that Eileen has out right now, the new one that was just released in February, is called To Release an Earl. And you can find it at Amazon.com. You can also go to Eileen's website at EileenWithers.com and find out more about her and her books. And she does spell her name a little bit differently than most people who spell Eileen. Hers is I-L-E-N-E and then Withers, W-I-T-H-E-R-S. So it's just EileenWithers.com. And then also go on Facebook and type in Eileen Withers and you'll find her there too. So thanks so much today for being with us today, Eileen. This is been really fun. You've given us some great tips for people who want to write romance, great tips for people who've already written romance and want to market it, and then also given us your great books that we can't wait to find out more about and read each time you've got a new one coming out. So thanks so much.
And thank you, ladies. I've really enjoyed it.
Good. Wonderful.
Great. Yeah. Now, Wendy, do you want to tell everybody a little bit about the romance contest that we've got that's ending soon?
I would love to. We have a sweet romance contest for short stories of 5,000 to 12,000 words. The deadline is March the 10th, so there's not that many days left to get your entry in. All the details are at creativecaravanclub.com. You can just go right over there and see all the details and the submission guidelines and everything. The entry fee is very low, and the prizes are huge because we're offering for the winners, and we're choosing five, fantastic publication and promotional packages. So this is a great way to boost your writing career, to if you're a beginning writer, to kind of get your foot in the door and get your name out there, because we're going to be promoting like crazy, and you can be part of this anthology, which is going to be several short stories. And they're all sweet romance, like I mentioned before. So if you're thinking of getting in, now is the time. Don't delay, because the deadline is midnight, March 10th, Pacific time. So hurry up and get your stories written and submitted.
Yeah, that's just Tuesday. I want to mention, too, Wendy, that we've got many more promotional activities in line for this book when it comes out than we've even got listed as the prize, because you and I just keep coming up with more and more fun things that we can do to help promote this book and the authors in it. So I would encourage anyone who has, you know, wanted to write sweet romance for a while but just never got enough going to have a complete novel out there, well, this is your chance to be in a novel, be in an anthology, and you've only got to write a short story that's, you know, 5,000 words. That's the minimum. So that's not that hard to do. And then we're going to help edit it, professionally edit it, get it ready to go for publication. We've already got the great cover created book. And then we're going to do all these promotional activities. So just go to creativecaravanclub.com and find out more about the book. Also, one more thing I want to say before we go. We're always looking for sweet romance authors to interview on Creative Caravan Roadshow. So if you're interested in that, you can contact us through the website or through our contact page at creativecaravanclub.com as well. So I think that's it for today, Wendy. Anything else you need to tell people?
No, I think Oh, there was one thing. Creative Caravan Club is branching out a little bit, and we've got some new blogs and interesting stuff on there. The idea is living a more creative life in all kinds of ways. So hop on over there and see what's happening.
Yeah, that's fun. We're just branching out in all kinds of stuff. We've got so many cool things coming out, we can't even take time to do it. We'd need another radio show just to do all that. So check them out. And then we'll be back here next week. Wendy and I are going to be giving some more tips for writers ourselves on next week's show. So I hope you'll come back and join us next week. So thanks so much. Thanks for being here with me, Wendy. And we'll talk to you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Bye for now.